This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English. From the BBC.
这里是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目，我是冯菲菲，大家好。
And hello, I'm Rob. Hey, 菲菲, did you see the match last night?
The match? No, Rob, I had better things to do.
You should have done.My local team beat Manchester United 3-0. It was a giant killing.
Well, I'm glad I didn't watch it. Who wants to see giants being killed?
Feifei, nobody was killed, and there were no real giants. The giant is the team that is usually stronger, more powerful or skillful than the other team. And the killing happens when the weaker or less skillful team beats them. And that's what happened last night. It was brilliant.
I see.形容词 giant killing 用来描述在体育比赛中较弱的选手或队伍击败比自己水平好很多的强大对手。
Yep, and we call the winning team giant killers. So my team can now be called giant killers.
So is this phrase used for sporting competitions?
Yes, it is. It's not just used in football. Although the giant killing in the game last night was amazing. Did I mention the score was 3-0?
Okay, calm down, Rob. Let's hear some other examples of the phrase giant killing.
We're celebrating our village cricket team's giant killing over a professional county team.
There was a giant killing at the tennis match today. A brand new player beat the third-seeded player in straight sets.
The non-league team have become giant killers in the FA Cup. They could go all the way to the final.
这里是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。在这期节目中，我们学习的表达是 giant killing 和 giant killer。在体育比赛中，当较弱的选手或队伍击败强大的对手时，这种情况就叫做 giant killing。而较弱的这名选手或这支队伍就是 giant killer. So a giant killing is quite an achievement.
It sure is. It's unexpected, but it's great when it happens.
I understand, Rob. It comes as a surprise because you're so used to losing.
Never mind, Feifei. If you're not a football fan, you'll never understand.
我觉得咱们的这个节目就有点像 a giant killing.
Why is that then?
The weaker, less skillful presenter beats the stronger, more skillful presenter by getting more lines to say in the script.
I don't think so, Feifei. You always have more to say.
That's true. Now, isn't it your turn to make the tea?
Okay, if you say so. See you later.
1-0 to me. Bye.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.